There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi guys, how is everyone keeping up? I hope you're all guys doing well. I am thinking of you. So we've been in quarantine for a few weeks now. And one of the first things that I had to adjust with, I have to say, is technology. So when we first started working from home, the first thing that was on everyone's agenda was do a Zoom meeting. And I have to admit, I am very technologically challenged. So everything new that has to do with technology, with me uploading an app, logging in, creating an account, how I'm going to get there, how I'm going to make this work, it really stresses me out. Like, I just want a very simple, non-technologically advanced life. But, I guess you have to learn. So when Zoom first came on board, I was, oh my God, there's no way I'm going to do it. We can do a call, we can do a FaceTime, we can do Skype. What is this Zoom all about? And in fact, one of the streaming services that I have, it's a workout streaming service. It's called The Box, B-O-X-X. Suddenly, I was doing some daily workouts with them. They were on YouTube. And suddenly they say, okay, from now on, we're doing Zoom. So to get on, you have to get on this link. And I was like, oh my God. I actually got really annoyed because I love doing those workouts. And I thought, oh my God, now I have to go and learn Zoom and they're going to look at me and I'm not going to look good. You know, it's first thing in the morning. Now I need to put makeup on and look good for Zoom. So I was kind of having 1,000 crazy ideas in my mind and I just was not into it. I wasn't into Zoom and I hated it. So once I sort of got through this in my mind that, okay, Zoom is here to stay and I really wanted to do that workout. So I got myself to explore it a little bit more, play with it, go upload the picture, look at the functions, and kind of get the hang of it on my own before I would expose myself to being part of a bigger conversation. And then I figured it out that you can be part of a call, you can select to show your face or not. So there are options. So it's not as bad as it sounded initially. And I finally did get on that workout class. I had my picture, so I didn't need to show how I was doing the workout or how did I look at that point early in the morning. So that was my first step into getting into Zoom. And once I got the hang of it, then I started getting some invitations for Zoom Face. In fact, there was one of our distributors in Spain emailed me and said, oh, Maria, I would like you to do a presentation to all our retailers and talk to them about the plans for the future and the plans for the market. And I thought, oh, my God, what a progressive idea to get everyone together. These are people, these are retailers that we never really get to see. And we can all have them on a Zoom call. But then, you know, the idea of a Zoom call was freaking me out. But, you know, I already done this Zoom class and I was getting the hang of it and I was warming up to the idea. And then I started researching articles on how to look good on Zoom, of all places. You guys are gonna die. I mean, how crazy is this? But you know what? Why look like shit when you're having a call? You know, we all need to project the best version of ourselves. And if I look good on that Zoom call, I will feel confident. I will give my point of view in a more assertive way. So I need to look good. You know, it's important. It's like a meeting, but it's virtual. So the same way I would put effort to look good in a proper face-to-face meeting, I want to put the same effort to look good in a Zoom call. As I was thinking about this, I, out of the blue, received a newsletter from one of the fashion and beauty services that I am subscribed to, where they send you daily newsletters. I think it was the Daily Front Row. And there's an article from Tom Ford, of all people, on how to look good on Zoom. So I was like, oh my God, this is the thing. If Tom Ford is talking about looking good on Zoom, then we definitely all need to investigate and put the effort and look really good. So after doing my research, I want to share with you some of my top tips on how to look hot on your next Zoom meeting. My first tip is you have to elevate your, whether you're doing the call from a laptop or an iPad or your iPhone. Let's say you're doing it from your laptop. You have to elevate it. So, you know, when we sit down and usually our eyes are above the level of the laptop, what you have to do is put some books under your laptop, raise it, elevate it. So you are looking straight into the laptop. That gives you a better view and it's a more complementary angle than when you have the laptop looking up at you. So first thing is elevate your device. My second tip is if you have a ring light, this is the time to use it. I've actually had I've bought a while ago what's called the makeup light. I use it at home when I have my makeup done, and it's something that I've had for quite a while. So now this is becoming super handy. It's a light that I also use when I'm filming, but then one day I said, let me just try to play with it and see if it makes me look better on Zoom. So I'm sitting on my dining table, which is where I am set up to work. And on the other side of the table, I just put that light. So I have the laptop in front of me and the light facing me. So I'm turning on the light. The height of the light needs to be slightly above your head to give you the most complementary projection. So if you've had your laptop elevated and the light coming to you, then you're 80% there. Now, the other thing that I discovered, which is really, really interesting, is there is a function within Zoom that does a little bit of phase correction. So it smooths out your skin. So if you go to settings and look it up, and it's an option, and I don't really know why it's even an option. Like, why does it have to be optional? Why don't they do it in general and make you look good? Why do you haven't pressed that button? But there is one and it's under settings and you go and it just gives you a nice retouch so your face looks flawless, if that's what you want. The next thing that is really important for Zoom is to have the right top. So when I did my first Zoom call, I wore a black top because, as you know, I wear a lot of black. And what I found is the black was reflecting really harsh lines on my face and I was looking very drained. especially if you have dark hair as I do. It was all my dark hair and a black top, and it just wasn't doing me any favors. So I thought, you know what, on my next call, let me try a different color top. And I went for a light gray. And actually, that was really good. It was reflecting a softer light on my face. And it just all worked out better with my hair and the light color top. It was perfect. So make sure you wear a top that is reflecting beautiful light on your face. And then just make sure that you show some skin, just a little bit of a neck. I don't think that Zoom calls and turtlenecks are the way to go. So a crew neck or something that shows your neck is a better option. Then let's just talk a little bit about makeup, because, you know, with whatever autocorrect function or light, you just need to put a little bit of effort to look presentable. So what I would do is first, take care of your skin. Skin is the one and most important thing you need to take care of. And what I do, which I actually do every day, not just before a Zoom call, I like to wear some under eye masks. I am currently wearing the Rodial Snake Jelly Eye Patches. I leave them on for about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. I usually put them on in the morning when I work out. I slap them on and they actually stay throughout my workout. And that goes to show you that I'm not really working out that hard. And then when I finish my workout, I take them off, and they're great for fine lines and wrinkles under the eyes. They give me luminosity. They help reduce the appearance of dark circles. So first, the most important thing is good skin and good under eye light. The second element is to use some type of concealer. And I go between two. I either go with the Rodial Diamond Concealer. I would use shades 30 or 20 if I want to go a little bit lighter. And I just blend it in under my eyes, around my nose, around my mouth. And it just gives me all the light that I need. I don't even need foundation. The other option is the Banana Low Lighter, which I use it in the exact same way. So I go between the Diamond Concealer and the Banana Low Lighter, depending on what's in front of me. They both have a very similar function. So that's my second makeup tip for looking good in Zoom. And my third tip is just give your lips a little bit of life. I like to go with the Rodial Suede Lips. My favorite shades are Calabasas, which is a nudie brownie color. And then the other one, which is one of my favorites, is called Into You, and it's a pinky brown. So just one step. I love that there's vitamin A in those suede lips, so they have a beautiful plumping and nourishing effect. And just having a little bit of a strong lip, it just makes you look a little bit more sharp, and you can just do like a quick lip in sort of literally 5 seconds, super quick. So these are all my tips to make you look hot on your next Zoom meeting. I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast today, and I look forward to connecting with you next time. Have a wonderful day and speak to you soon.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodial on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.